The aftermath of the Second Punic War had profound economic and social consequences for both Rome and Carthage. For Rome, the war resulted in significant territorial expansions and an influx of wealth, transforming its economy and society in ways that would shape its future trajectory. The acquisition of Carthaginian territories in Spain, along with control over Sardinia and Corsica, provided Rome with valuable resources, including silver mines, agricultural lands, and trade routes. This newfound wealth enabled Rome to finance further military campaigns and public works, fostering economic growth and urban development. However, the war also exacerbated social inequalities and led to significant demographic shifts. Many Roman soldiers returned home to find their farms in disrepair, having been neglected or destroyed during their prolonged absence. This displacement forced many small farmers to sell their land to wealthy patricians and equestrians, leading to the growth of large estates known as latifundia. These estates were often worked by slaves captured during the war, resulting in an increase in the use of slave labor and further widening the gap between the rich and the poor. The concentration of land in the hands of a few wealthy individuals also contributed to the decline of the traditional Roman peasant class, which had been the backbone of the Republic's military. As small farmers were pushed off their land, many migrated to Rome and other urban centers in search of work, swelling the ranks of the urban poor. This influx strained the city's resources and created new social tensions, as the growing population of disenfranchised citizens demanded political and economic reforms. The economic disparity between the wealthy elite and the poor masses also gave rise to political instability. The Senate, dominated by the aristocracy, was increasingly seen as out of touch with the needs of the common people. This perception fueled social unrest and set the stage for a series of political conflicts and reforms aimed at addressing the grievances of the lower classes. Figures like the Gracchi brothers would later emerge, advocating for land reforms and other measures to redistribute wealth and alleviate social tensions. In Carthage, the consequences of the war were even more devastating. The severe terms of the peace treaty imposed by Rome crippled Carthage's economy. The loss of its overseas territories and the heavy indemnity payments left Carthage economically weakened and politically unstable. The reduction of its navy and military forces made it vulnerable to external threats and internal strife. The once thriving commercial empire was reduced to a shadow of its former self, struggling to recover from the war's ravages. Despite these challenges, Carthage managed to rebuild its economy to some extent through trade and commerce. However, the memory of the war and the humiliation inflicted by Rome lingered, fostering a deep-seated resentment that would eventually contribute to the outbreak of the Third Punic War. The economic and social consequences of the Second Punic War thus laid the groundwork for further conflicts and transformations in both Rome and Carthage, shaping the course of their histories in profound ways.